Peril. Stories of suspense.
Look at it. It's like an ocean. An ocean of wheat.
When do you figure it'll be ready for harvest, Dad?
Another month. Our first harvest. We'll be able to buy tools, equipment, clothes, maybe a few luxuries. I only wish your mother was here to see
it. Yeah. There's a couple of horsemen coming towards us.
Tough looking fellas.
I wonder what they want.
I don't like the look of them, Steve.
Oh. Hello there.
Hello. What can we do for you?
You can let us have these two horses of yours.
They ain't for sale.
We ain't buying, we're trading. We're trading right now.
You can't do that.
We're doing it. Thanks for having them saddled up for us.
Come on, Cliff. That posse may or may not be behind us, but I don't like wasting time.
All right, Barney.
You ain't getting away with this.
Hey, Dad, stay here.
Get off them horses.
Hey, let go of me, you fool. Let go.
Get off.
This will make you let go.
Dad, watch out.
Yeah.
Dad.
Stevie,
Dad. I saw their faces real good. I heard their first names. I'll get them. That's a promise, Dad. I'll get them.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, A Matter of Honor.
Horseman coming.
Stay right there.
Oh, boy, whoa.
Don't get any closer to me.
Sure, son, sure. See, it's a mighty funny weapon you got there. Shovel.
Get moving. Get away from here.
You got a grudge against all humans in general, son? Or do I just look like somebody you don't like?
I don't trust anybody. Not anybody.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's your business, but... Sure as heck ain't no recipe for happiness.
I said get moving.
Yeah, sure. But first I want to ask a question. I want to know if I can find a fellow named Larson hereabouts.
Larson? Well, that's my name.
You? Say, you wouldn't be young Steve Larson, would you?
And if I am?
Well, if you are, then it's your father I'm looking for, Sam Larson.
Why do you want him?
Well, we're sort of old friends. I'm on my way to the northern part of the state. Big gold strike up there, so I figured I'd drop in.
What's your name?
Oscar Fenton.
Fenton? Yeah, Dad talked about you a lot. He was always talking about you.
Yeah, sure. Well, we prospected together before he got married. See, I heard about your ma dying. Your father wrote a letter to me just before he came here to settle last year. Yeah. Say, son, safe for me to climb down from a horse now?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. By the way, where is your father?
Why, he's over there under that mound of dirt.
How did it happen?
Two gunmen came. Switched their tired horses for our fresh ones. Dad tried to stop him. One fired.
Oh. Have you said words for him, son?
Well, I didn't know what to say.
Come on. We'll think of something together. have some coffee.
I don't want any, thanks, Mr. Fenton.
Well, I'll just pour some for you in case you change your mind.
All right.
Now, what's on your mind, son? About the future, I mean.
I don't know.
You're kind of going to keep on farming?
No, I'm going to bring in the wheat harvest, sell, and then I'm going to do some traveling.
Just traveling?
Well, I ain't sure yet which way I'll be going.
Yeah, well, look, in my line of business, I do plenty of traveling, up and down the country and across. Somebody finds gold and they lets up a yell, and before you know it, I'm going in that direction. I've been in 15 states so far. Expect to be in a lot more before I finish.
Suppose you make a big strike.
That wouldn't stop my traveling, son. Just mean I do all my moving in style. Fella like me don't like staying in one place. Not too long, anyhow. But it gets kind of lonely sometimes, so... how'd you like to come along with me?
Well, as your partner?
Yep, share and share alike. Good and the bad. How about it?
I got the harvest to bring in. I've got to do that. Dad'd want me to.
Yes, son. Yeah, he would. And he'd also like me to help you. And that way we get it done half time, then we could push on upstate.
But you're on the way there now. By the time the harvest is in, there mayn't be any good claims left for you.
Oh, there's gold in other places, son. Now, how about it, eh? Look, I'd like to have you along. Yeah, it'd be like turning back the clock. Your father and me. Come on, son, what do you say?
All right, Oscar.
See, look at that. The fourth pan, not a speck of color. Not so much as a dust spot of gold.
Well, I guess we worked out this stream, Oscar.
Yeah, sure looks like it, son. Well, we didn't do too bad. We got enough some mules and grub steak for that trip up to Oregon, plus $300 extra.
I'd like to buy some things in town, Oscar.
Yeah, sure, son, sure. See, we'll pack up this morning, stay in town for a while, till Friday. Eh? Then we'll start for Oregon. How's that, son?
Fine, I'll be glad to be moving.
See, you like moving around, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You also like going to town, looking at people. You just stand there looking at people.
Anything wrong with that?
Steve Boone, you're acting like a fella with something deep in his mind. Something so deep that nobody else can reach it. Not even a fella as close to you as
I. I don't know what you're talking about, Oscar.
What is it you got in your mind, son? Sometimes it does you good to tell a friend about it.
There's nothing to tell.
Has it to do with your father, the way he was killed?
I told you there's nothing.
I know you, boy. I know you well. And I can see you lying.
Mind your own business, Oscar. Keep your nose out of my private affairs.
All right, Steve. If that's how you really want it, that's how it'll be.
Oscar, I...
Ah, don't try looking for words, boy. Let's just forget about it and go to town. Here, Stevie, drink this here beer. Wipe that trail dust so far down your throat that it don't matter no more.
Right. Here's luck, Oscar.
Very best, boy. Now, that's good. Well, it's the right nice loan, eh? Yes, sir. Hey, Stevie boy, cast your eyes to the left there. That dancing girl, the redhead. Now, ain't she something, eh? You know, if I was as young as you, boy, I'd go right over there. Steve, what are you looking at, boy?
That feller dealing poker.
Yeah? What about him?
Stay here at the bar, Oscar. I'm going over.
I got 3 jacks.
Ain't good enough, fella. I got 30 miles of railroad and 2 little queens.
Have all the luck.
Sorry. Seems I just can't do anything wrong this afternoon. Your deal, friend.
Hello there, Barney.
Hmm?
It's been a long time.
I'm sorry, but I don't recollect meeting you.
I changed a lot in the last year. Broadened out. Don't look so much like a kid anymore.
Still don't place you, fella.
Well, I place you. And that's why I came over here to your table to get a good look at you.
How about sitting down and telling me about it? In the meantime, you can have a few poker hands.
No thanks, but I'll see you later. I got a few things I want to buy.
Here we are. Colt 45. Lady's gun out.
How much is it?
$42.
I'll take it.
It's a fine gun, sir. A really fine gun.
I want some ammunition, too. And a gun belt and a holster.
Steve! So that's what you've been doing, buying yourself a gun, eh?
Well, it's my money, ain't it?
Yeah, sure, son. But now I know the answers to some questions I've been asking myself. You came along with me because you knew you'd be doing a lot of traveling, be seeing a lot of people. And finally, you've seen one of the men who gunned down your father.
All right, Oscar, so now you know.
The one who was dealing the cards. He's the man you're going after, ain't he?
Yeah.
Now, listen, when you left the saloon, I asked the bartender about him. His name's Barney Stanton. He knows how to use a gun. Now, Steve, listen to me.
No. This is a thing that's got to be done.
Well, what do you know about gunfighting?
It doesn't matter. The fella he was with killed my father, but this one is just as guilty.
But you don't stand a chance with him.
I got to do it, Oscar, so get out of my way.
Barney Stanton. I came in here to kill Barney Stanton.
Hey.
Stanton! Get up on your feet.
Oh, let's get out of here.
All right, Barney Stanton. Step away from the table and go for your gun.
Now, wait a minute. I don't even know who you are.
You saw me on a farm, the southern part of the state, a year and 2 months ago. You and your friend Cliff wanted to change horses.
You're the young kid.
Yeah. You and your friend killed my father. Now you're gonna die.
Hey, you're biting off a big mouthful, boy. You know, this is gonna be the easiest gunfight I ever won.
In just a moment, we return to our story, A Matter of Honor.
I'm ready anytime you are.
Before we draw, maybe you'll tell me something.
Like what?
Where I can find your friend, the one named Cliff.
Sure. Cliff Jones is his full name. He's holed up in the Black Hills of Dakota. Got quite a name for himself in that part of the country. Big reward on his head.
Black Hills. Well, thanks for the information.
It ain't gonna do you any good, friend. Because you're not gonna get past me. Drop! Hey, what do you know? The tough gunfighter with his shiny new .45. My gun is pointing at your chest and you couldn't even haul yours out of the holster. Somebody should have told you to tie that holster down, boy. That way you'd have a chance of getting your gun up.
All right, you have me cold, so shoot me.
Not till you make another try for your gun. There are people watching, remember?
Don't go for your gun, Steve.
Oscar!
You stay out of this, friend.
I'm buying my way in.
This is between me and him.
Well, that kid never handled a gun before. Now, I'm holding a gun, so are you. It's an even match. And it's your move.
Watch it, Oscar!
You saw that. It was a fair fight. Come on, boy. Let's ride out of here.
Steve,
believe I know all there is to know now, so you might as well talk about it.
Seems to me there's nothing to say.
But there is. I heard that little talk you had with Barney from outside the saloon door. I heard him tell you that the other fella, Cliff Jones, is in the Black Hills of Dakota. You know what that means, don't you? He's an outlaw.
Yeah.
An outlaw with a price on his head. And that means he knows how to use a gun. Probably a lot better than his late friend.
I'll learn how to use the gun I bought today.
It'll take time.
I'll practice on my way to the Black Hills.
That's not enough time, Steve.
Maybe not. But if I don't go now, somebody else might get him in the meantime.
Yeah, the way I see it, that'll be fine.
But it won't be the way I want it. Cliff Jones is the man who murdered my father, who put two bullets in him like you'd kill a snake they've got in your way, giving him no chance at all.
Now, you listen to me. If you don't learn how to use that gun proper, Steve, you'll have about as much chance as your father did. So, come on. Let's get some sleep. A few things I want to show you in the morning. Here, son. That tin can makes a good target. All right, Steve, unholster your gun and let's see what you can do to that tin can.
All right. Closest shot was a foot away.
Yeah, sure. You did it all wrong. You brought your gun up and then down before firing. You should have done it like this. That's how you do it, son.
How'd you learn to draw and shoot like that?
Well, when your father was telling all them stories about me, I guess he left a few things out. You see, before I met your father, I was a gun handler. That's how I made my living.
You were an outlaw?
No, not exactly. I was a bounty hunter, son. I went looking for fellas who had reward money on their heads. And then one day, I saw myself as I really was. Killer, protected by the law. That was when I met your father. So we went prospecting together and became good friends. Yeah, he was a fine man. Well, with his help, I put the past behind me for good. Then he met your ma and got married, and we parted company. Well, yesterday I brought my gun out for the first time in years. And the only thing I am happy about is that I used it to help Sam Larson's son.
Oscar, I...
All right. I done enough talking about the past. Now, come on. Let's concentrate on the present and the near future.
Will you teach me how to draw?
After you learn how to shoot, son. The fastest draw in the world ain't worth a darn if you can't hit anything. You got to learn, Steve. You got to learn everything there is to know. All right, Steve. Go for leather. Oh, no good. I'd have had your cold. You've got too much elbow action. Now go straight for your gun. Don't go behind it. Now, come on. Let's try again on my signal. Draw! That's good. That's a lot better. But it ain't good enough yet. Ain't nearly good enough. This is it, Steve. Los Perros, the dirtiest little town in the Black Hills country. Fellows come here to pick up supplies to the outlaws who are hiding out in the hills.
Does the sheriff know about that?
Uh-huh, but it's a sort of an unwritten law that the sheriff does nothing. If he put a stop to that kind of business, the stores and the saloon in town would go broke. Now, here's the saloon now, Desert Rose. Come on, we'll go ahead and have a drink.
All right.
Whoa, there, whoa. Steve, if any contact is to be made with Cliff Jones, this is the place where we'll make it. So, come on.
Hey,
We'll be back in just a moment to Peril and our story, A Matter of Honor.
Well, senors, it's good of you to buy me drinks like this.
We ain't buying drinks for nothing, Jose.
Oh? What do you mean by that?
I want to get in
touch...
Let
me handle this, Steve. I noticed you right away, Jose.
Well, that is not hard to understand. I was the only one at this bar.
Yeah, but you're just the type of fella I'm looking for.
I do not comprehend.
Those leather pants you're wearing, they've had a lot of wear. The kind of wear that shows when you do a powerful lot of riding.
See, I do very much riding. But what does that mean? Huh?
Means you make a lot of trips to outlaw country, the Black Hills.
Ah, you are mistaken, senor.
I'm not mistaken, and don't worry, I'm not a lawman. And neither is my friend Steve here. All we want is to get a message through to Cliff Jones.
Cliff Jones?
You know him?
Oh, I know many people. I do not say that I know these one, but you have made me very curious, senor. What kind of a message you want to send, huh?
So, this hombre you met challenges me to a gunfight, huh?
See.
It might be a trick to draw me into the open.
No, the two men are not lawmen. The one who wishes to kill you says you murdered his father on a farm. You stole their horses.
That one? But he was only a kid.
Yeah, he's no more than 18, I would say. And one does not learn much about handling a gun in only 18 years, does one?
Why should I waste my time shooting down a kid?
Oh, you would not be wasting your time, Senor Jones. They would give you $500 in gold if you win.
Hey, 500? Hey, he really wants my scalp, doesn't he? How do I collect those, eh?
It has been arranged in this way.
Getting close to 7, son. How do you feel?
All right.
How's your stomach? And don't try to fool me.
Not so good.
Well, don't worry about it, son. You take it from me, it's always like that. And listen, don't forget what I told you. Now, the usual distance for a draw is from 30 to 40 feet. Now, when you're 50 feet away, you go for your gun. You'll take him by surprise, and you're sure to get your gun out before he does. What do you do then?
I go into a crouch, run 5 steps towards him, and dive for the ground.
And as soon as you hit the ground, you start shooting and don't stop shooting. See, look, here comes a half breach.
Now we only await the arrival of Senor Jones. Have you told your friend of Senor Jones' reputation?
He knows.
Ah, great pity. He's such a young one. Ah, look, the cloud of dust. It will be over soon, my friend, very soon.
Filled out a lot since I last saw you. That's good. Gives me a bigger target.
Climb down off your horse and let's get this over with.
In a hurry to die, ain't you, kid? Jose, is everything all right?
Everything has been arranged, Senor Jones.
Fine. Now, young fella, I'll accommodate you. So, you're gonna finish me off because I killed your old man, huh?
Yeah.
You're only a kid, so I give you a chance to be smart. Ride out of here and leave the gold for me. And you might even die of old age.
If I ran away from this, I wouldn't want to live.
I've killed 12 men, you know.
Were the other 11 as easy as my father was?
You're gonna find that out. Here I come, kid.
No, Steve!
Hey, you can't kill me at that range.
Run! Shoot, Senor! Shoot!
Senor!
Stevie.
It worked. It worked.
Where were you hit, son?
There'll be no more gunfighting for me, Oscar. Look where he got me.
See, smashed your right hand. Well, you'll have no need for gunfighting anymore, Steve. Not anymore.
No. Not anymore.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, A Matter of Honor. I'll be back in just a moment.
Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's story. Join us again next week when we shall hear another exciting experience. Moments of danger and mystery in people's lives in our dramatic stories of Peril.